Okay, let me ask you a couple of things that I asked you about yesterday when the lawnmower was going, so we'll make sure to get it. If you wanted to ask me about how many times a week I go to town, what would you ask me?
I'll say, how many times a week do you go to town, and by what means of transportation do you go?
Is there any other way you could say it besides how many times a week?
But how often do you go to? How often do you go to town?
And if you were talking to somebody and he said that I'm not going to vote for that guy, and you agreed with him, he said, well, I'm not going to vote for that guy, what might you say?
I said, well, I'm not going to vote for him either because I don't think he's right for me.
Mm-hmm.
I vote Democrat, and that's a Republican.
Mm-hmm. And he might say, well, I just wouldn't vote for a Republican. You might say, well, me.
I say, no, I wouldn't vote for a Republican because I'm a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call this part of your head up here?
My forehead.
And a man goes to the barber and asks him to do what?
Either give him a shave or give him a haircut.
Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't get a shave and it just lets it grow, what does he call this down here?
He calls this his beard. Mm-hmm. And up here is mustache.
And an old-time historically keeper or clerk or something, he might keep his pencil back like that. You say he's got his pencil where?
Behind his ear.
And if somebody was mumbling, you couldn't understand what he was saying, well, you'd say, well, I can't understand you. Take that chewing gum out of your...
I can't understand you. Take your chewing gum out your mouth or speak plain.
Mm-hmm. And the part here that between the head and the rest of the body, what do you call that?
Your neck.
Now, do you have a different name for the front part and the back part?
This is the back of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
This is the front.
And you don't have a different word for the front of the neck?
I don't think so.
What about for this hard part right down here?
Oh, that's your goozle, ain't it?
Goozle?
Goozle.
Mm-hmm.
Or your wine pipe, one of the two.
Wine pipe?
Wine pipe. Or your goozle. See, you have a big thing up here, and then you have a little one on the side. One takes the food and the other one takes the water.
Mm-hmm. And do you have another word for the tube that goes down inside your throat that your food goes down? Mm-hmm. Goes down inside your neck?
Your throat.
Your throat?
Yeah.
And you go to the dentist and you ask him to look at your...
tooth.
Mm-hmm. And what about... dentists pay a lot of attention now to this part right around the bottom of the teeth.
The cavity.
And what about the skin that's around the bottom of the teeth?
I don't know.
This part down here?
Oh. I know you get cavity mm-hmm. on your teeth. And you got the wisdom tooth back here. But I don't know if you got any... That's your gum.
It's a gum?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear of any disease that you get on? Well, not disease, but the stuff collects around your gum. It's not a disease.
That's what they call cavity.
The cavity is the stuff that collects around your gum?
Around you, yeah.
and this flat part of your hand here.
Is your palm.
And what about if you double it up like that?
Is a fit.
And you'd say he got mad and he doubled up both his...
both his fists.
What about now, any part of the body that would bend, like your elbow or your knee?
This is your elbow.
Mm-hmm.